This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Bruchy is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at Superior Aluminum.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores, the Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
A 5-point second half for Bodkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left. Goes to the rim. Great feed. Carter Kleiman got it for two. 36-34. Bodkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Locked on the play. Locked on the play. Jacob Kleiman outlet the ball. Bodkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Bodkins up one. Bodkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Bodkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly for 30. It's good! It's good! Bodkins up two. Bodkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Bodkins up four. Bodkins up four. 44-40. 7:4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewee knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Rorty, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Walton.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Normie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Loramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors, Caitlin Gaston, Marin Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left, Soldis. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive. Soldis, head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
From a noisy Rushi High School gym, I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McVie. Bodkins and Rushi go head-to-head tonight in a big Shelby County Athletic League clash. Bodkins 13-1 on the year, 7-0 in league play. Rushi 8-4 on the campaign, 5-2 in the league. Keep in mind, Bodkins is done with Jackson Center.
Bodkins is done with Anna. These two teams play once again on February 11th. If somebody is going to make life tough for Bodkins down the stretch of the Shelby County League schedule, it's going to have to be Rushi. Bodkins with a two-game lead over Rushi in the league standings. And Rushi's got to win tonight, or Bodkins is home free, clear sailing.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the difference between coming down to that last game meaning something, unless there's an upset along the way, or the last game, just let's look and see what we're going to get for seeding. By that time, seeding's probably already done, too.
Right. Now, these two teams coming off recent contests on Saturday and Sunday. Chuck, you were there with Bryant Billing on Saturday evening right here in this gym when New Bremen rallied from behind, beat Rushi 65-64 in overtime. The next morning at 11:30 at Fly Into the Hoop, Bodkins down to Tri-Village in a two overtime tilt. Bodkins won that by 1 point. Trojans keep on winning even without Dylan Top.
Well, yeah, that was their first attempt without him. And I mean, I think they, you know, they've got a nice game out of Herzog. They got a nice game out of Stewart. But if you look at Rushi's Saturday night game, they out rebounded New Bremen by 13. They outscored them from the free throw line by 15. And they lost the game by a point in overtime. That is one strange stat line.
And Bodkins got a big game from senior Elijah Stewart on Sunday morning. He poured in 13 points. And what a job Carter Plyman did on the Tri-Village leading scorer, Lane Sarver.
Yeah, Sarver really didn't get a sniff. He ended up with 11 points, but he got them all late. Bodkins played really well. They got the lead. They kind of went back and forth with them. But if they play again, that is one heck of a matchup. That's two very evenly matched basketball teams.
Guard Zane Chappie for Rushi did not play on Saturday night. Injured hand. We'll see action tonight. In fact, he will start. Your starting lineups for the home team, the Rushi Raiders. Zane Chappie at guard, 5'11". He is a junior, 9 points a game. Hayden Quinter at guard, 6'2", 11 points a game, a sophomore. Braden Monin out front, 9 points a game, sophomore guard. Along the front line, Xavier Flippo, 6 foot junior. Ben Bowman, 6'3", junior. Braylon Cordonier, the ninth grader, the freshman. What a heck of a game he had against New Bremen on Saturday night.
Well, that was only the second time that I've seen him play, and against Anna, he looked like a freshman. He handled the basketball okay, but he didn't look to score. You know, he didn't hurt him, but he didn't really help him much. Boy, Saturday night, the kid was going to the basket. He looked so much more active offensively, and you can tell he is gaining confidence as the season goes on, and he's going to be a good one before his career is over.
You're right, with Cordonier at 6'1", Bowman at 6'3", Jordan Meyer at 6'2". They've got to do the heavy lifting on the inside.
Yep.
Against this much bigger Bodkins club, which will start Carter Plyman at a forward. Carter, 9 points a game, 6'5", a junior. Jacob Plyman in the middle, 6'6", senior, 17 a game, nearly 40 blocks on the year, 91 defensive rebounds for Jacob. He had 15 in the win over Tri-Village on Sunday. Jamison Meyer has upped his average to nearly 11 now, a 5'9", senior guard. He threw in four triples, including one in OT against Tri-Village on Sunday. Jaden Wendell, 4.5 a game at guard, a 5'8", senior. Jordan Herzog, 2 points a game, fine role player. Starts at a wing spot, 6'3", sophomore. You can bet we'll see Mr. Super Sub, Elijah Stewart, off the bench right away. JV game tonight won by Rushi easily over Bodkins. Good crowd on hand at Rushi. It's by no means full. Pep band striking up notes across the way. It's quite loud here at Rushi as usual. And that makes the environment great for high school hoops.
It is. And I said Saturday, and I'll say again, this to me in the Shelby County League is the gym that the home court makes more of a difference than any of the other ones. Rushi just, yep, getting this crowd. It's loud. They're down on the floor. We saw a couple of people get tossed out on Saturday night, getting on the officials. I mean, it is a raucous atmosphere in here.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components as well. For Rushi, it's shoot the ball well over the height of Bodkins. That's all there is to it. Rushi's got to make probably six or seven threes, shoot 50% or better from the floor. Don't lose the rebounding edge too decisively. For Bodkins, take advantage of the Plymans, Jacob and Carter. Jamison Myers red hot from the perimeter. He can stroke it too. It's size versus a smaller Rushi team. Those are the key building components in this game tonight. No question about it. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We've got a one-minute radio station break up next. A one-minute radio station break. We'll return in 60 seconds. It's Rushi hosting Bodkins, a big Shelby County Athletic League boys game on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, on Route 25A, your number one agency in the region again, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, high-quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7, with us ever since. Couldn't have gotten started without LaCal. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and great pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online, securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. And Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. Here's a message upcoming now from a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's the cell phone shop on scoresbroadcast.com.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The cell phone shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road southeast, and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the cell phone shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The Cell Phone Shop, Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the Cell Phone Shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. CellPhoneShopDayton.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Whether you're looking for your first home or your next home, refinancing your current home, or building your dream home, the experts at Osgood Bank can help make it happen. With rates remaining near historic lows, right now is the time to act. Don't wait for rates to go up. Apply online today at osgoodbank.com or give us a call toll-free at 888-607-7640. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill and Tangeman FH.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit FRCOhio.org.
Welcome back to a loud Rushi High School gym. Botkins Trojans have had the starting lineups introduced. Rushi's opening five has just been announced. Botkins 7-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League, defending state champs. Number one in AP polls so far here in 2022. This top-ranked Division IV team in the state is 13-1 on the year. Only loss, a one-pointer to Marion Local. Rushi, 5-2 overall, 8-4 in league action. Fort Loramie, by the way, is 5-3, 8-6. Jackson Center, 4-4, 7-6. Anna, 3-4, 5-9. Fairlawn and Houston bring up the rear in the Shelby County League at 1-6-1-7. Botkins has won the last three meetings between these two clubs. The previous 13 were won by Rushi, 11 of them in double digits. So the tide, at least for the last few games, has turned.
Yep.
Opening tip to start the game, won by Botkins, and the Trojans make a turnover right out of the chute.
Very quickly. It was Plyman to Plyman, but it was just a little out of his reach.
How did Botkins do handling Trent Arena in terms of floor mistakes on Sunday, Chuck?
They turned it over 14 times.
Here is a long three ball by Rushi. Yes, sir, to start the game. Wow, the Raiders get a bomb from Braden Munn, and he was not guarded. Botkins let him go, and that's what Rushi's got to do often here in this game tonight. Here's a drive from out on the arc, and look at Jacob Plyman come right back. He stormed right through the Rushi defense and banked it down. Good drive by Jacob Plyman. Have you seen a 6'6 man improve this much, handling the ball and taking it to the cup, Chuck?
No, he does that well, and he also does a great job of shooting a three.
Deflected pass by Botkins and a steal. Trojans down 3-2, opening a minute 10. 3-point shot by Monin for Rushi. Then a hard drive to the basket by Jacob Plyman. Here is Botkins with the ball 25 feet away. Handling it is Ryland Paul, who's on the floor. Ryland Paul, a 5'10 sophomore, getting the starting nod. That's Zane's brother, who graduated last year. Jacob Plyman on the arc to Ryland from three-point land. A little crooked off to the left. Rebound volleyballed around. Jacob got it, spun in the paint, had the ball stripped. Should have been ruled a steal or maybe a jump. It's called a hack on Rushi, and two free throws for Botkins. That, from my angle, Chuck, was clearly blown.
Yeah, I had too many hands in front of me.
Well, head coach Dave Borchers of Rushi questioning the call. He had the view I had. It looked like mitts on leather. But Jacob Plyman gets two, and he'll take them. Free throw in, 4-2. Or I should say 3-3, game tied. Basket by Plyman, free throw by Plyman, three-point shot made by Rushi's Monin. Second foul attempt by Jacob, line drive shot, all cord. 4-3, Botkins up one. 6:19 to go first quarter. Rushi enters forecourt to her left. Raiders in the home white, gold numbers outlined in blue. Botkins, the road black, black numbers trimmed in gold, if you can imagine that. Here's an inside pass. Ball attempted for Xavier Flippo in the post, rolled away from him, and Botkins scooped it up.
Flippo had there's another one that had a really nice game Saturday night.
High post, Jacob Plyman back to the basket, throws it over the head of the cutter, loose ball out of bounds. That was actually Elijah Stewart trying to hit Jacob Plyman. Ball went awry. Excuse me. And here comes Rushi down the floor. Little rash of turnovers in the first 2 minutes, 15 seconds. 4-3 in favor of Botkins. Ball thrown high post to Xavier Flippo. He rolls the pass down inside. Then it's reversed into the left corner. Braylon Cordonier, freshman, 6'1 forward, in off the bench right away. Setting up and shooting is Braylon. Yes, sir. Count it. Three-point land. Rushi's going to gun it from behind the arc all night long.
Yep.
Two threes for Rushi, which leads 6-4. Jacob Plyman races up the floor, down the right side of the lane,
wow,
all the way to the cup. Scoop shot. Good. What a play, Jacob Plyman.
Best part of that play was how he avoided the charge and still got the shot up to the rim.
Yep. Somehow or other, he danced around the defender. 25 feet away, Braylon Cordonier. Goes opposite to a cutter who knifes into the lane. It's Hayden Quinter, and the ball's walloped out of bounds. Good block by Botkins. 4:56 left in the first, tied at 6. Last year here, Botkins beat Rushi by 2 points, 37-35. It was a thriller. Rushi almost caught him. Another long three-point try by Rushi. Braden Monin let it fly. Rim, backboard, no good. Rebound down to Botkins. Jamison Meyer has it in backcourt. Being pressured hard by Zane Chappie. Ball tipped into backcourt. It goes over and back, but I think it was deflected by Rushi. Foul called, in fact, against Chappie.
He bodied him with that one.
4 minutes, 34 seconds to go. First quarter, game tied at 6.
That one certainly could have been overlooked, but they made the call.
There was no over and back because the ball was deflected. Here is Ryland Paul throwing down inside. Great entry. Jacob Plyman spin move. Banked it down from 6 feet. Easy does it. Woo. All 8 points for Botkins. Scored by the big man, Jacob Plyman. 8-6 Trojans. Here's Quinter. Foul line extended right for Rushi. Ball tipped away by Jacob Plyman. Double team in the corner. Ball thrown opposite to Zane Chappie. He bombs away. He's got it. Zane Chappie behind the arc. Chappie from distance.
That wasn't a three?
Yes,
oh,
it was.
Okay. They gave it to him.
Yep, 9-8 Rushi. Carter Plyman hustles down the floor for Botkins. Pulls up, foul line jumper, no good. Rebound in the lane by Stewart. Yanked away by Rushi. Bust out the other way. Driving layup, yes, by Zane Chappie. Rushi on fire here at the start. Raiders are overcharged. 11-8 Rushi. Near steal at midcourt. Jamison Meyer nearly was pickpocketed. Gave it up to Carter Plyman. Down the lane, nearly walked to Jacob on the arc. His three-pointer a little bit crooked off to the left. Rebound, Rucci. Raiders go driving down the floor in a hurry. And the shot blocked. Braylon Gregonier's runner from 7 feet tipped away by Jacob Plyman. Botkins has got it down three. 3:06 to go first quarter. Carter goes high low for Elijah Stewart, slapped away out of bounds off Braylon Cordonier.
Yeah, tried to throw that too flat. He needed to take one more dribble to increase the passing angle and then put the ball up in the air, and they're not going to stop climbing on that play.
Well, Chuck, with Dylan top out, injured, gone for the rest of the year, makes things a little easier in recognizing the distinction between Carter Plyman and Dylan, because there's no Dylan. Here's a long three ball by Jamison Meyer. Wow. Every bit as high as it was long, all net. But as I was going to say, Elijah Stewart and Jacob Plyman look a lot alike.
Yeah, they do have it. And from 100 yards away like we were on Sunday.
And we're tied up at 11 for just a few seconds. And Rushi's just made an unbelievable barreling driving layup coming in from the left corner. I think it was Braylon Cordonier who got a little bit of a screen, bolted to the basket, laid it in. He was undercut, knocked down, fouled. He's at the stripe, a chance to complete the three-point play.
Well, he went down hard. Good thing he's young.
13 to 11, Rushi by two. We've still got 2:40 left in the first quarter. A little over 5 minutes of action, 24 points between these two clubs. And Braylon, despite maneuvering that back around a little bit, attempting to manipulate it, fires in the free throw. It's right on the money, and it's 14 to 11. Rushi back up a three. Jamison Meyer, top of the circle, hands it off on the play to Carter Plyman. To Jamison, to Carter, to Jamison, straight away. Step back, line drive, three, bingo! Bullseye, wow. Right on target, we're tied at 14. 2:12 to go, first quarter. Rushi's got the ball deep in the right corner. Now Braden Monin between circles. Slips down the right side of the lane, he's tripped. Let's see if it's in the act of shooting.
Shouldn't be.
Rushi bench wants shots at the stripe.
No.
They're lobbing for it. Ball out of bounds. Raiders beneath the basket to the right. Zane Chaffee in. Ross Fissinger has been on the floor for a moment. 5'10 junior guard out. Baseline right. Ball entered. Low on the left. Braden Monin on the arc. Braylon Cordonier navigates the lane. Loops up a high archer. Short. No good. Rebound 6-footer Hayden Quinter. Short. Rebound poked out by Rushi. Botkins ball. Game tied at 14. A minute 54 to go in the first.
Yeah, this is the kind of game that Rushi wants it to be. Botkins doesn't mind running up down the floor either, so this is fun.
Botkins can play either way. Trojans won their opener this year, 34-24 over Jackson Center.
Yeah.
But Botkins very capable of scoring 65 or 70, no question. Here's Jamison Meyer, baseline right. Floater from 7 feet on the go, no good. Rebound layup, yes. Herzog in off the bench. Jordan Herzog, 6'3 sophomore, scores. 16-14, Botkins, five in a row. Trojans, rough action out there right now as Carter Plyman throws a hip into the driver for Rushi. That's Hayden Quinter. Common foul, ball out of bounds, left of the rim. Botkins up two, 16-14. Braylon Cordonier will inbound, left of the rim. My mistake, that's Xavier Flippo, 34, not 24. Pitches on the arc to Braden Monin. Ball swung, head of the key, Flippo. Flippo goes to work on Jacob Plyman at the foul line. Can't shoot. Baseline right, Ben Bowman with the ball. Long, high-arching three from 25 feet by Cordonier. No, but he follows, gets it, throws to Chappie. Rushi still in control. Here's Flippo. Loops it across the top of the key to Zane Chappie. Rushi down two. Cordonier. Flippo. Foul line extended left. It's Braden Monin. Now Carter Plyman comes out to greet Zane Chappie with 46 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Rushi down two to Botkin, 16-14. Far right wing, Braylon Monin. Oh, hits a teammate down the lane. good! Monin gave it up, got it back. Braden Monin, Braylon Cordonier, big basket by Monin. Long pass, Botkins down the floor, broken up by Rushi, goes out of bounds. Oh, touch last by Botkins.
Yeah, he didn't come to the ball. He stood there and waited for it. It's, you got to come get it.
Tied at 16, Borussia did a nice job taking almost a full minute last possession and eventually broke down Botkins and got the lay-in to tie the game. And a miscue by Botkins, Rushi with a chance to take the lead before the end of the first quarter. We're tied at 16, 20 seconds left. Long three, right corner. Yes! Braden Monin, he is on fire. Carter climbing to midcourt, dribbled off his foot, stole him. Rushi, 2-on-1, 8 seconds left. Braylon Cordonier into the lane, crammed on the play by Stewart, out of bounds in the corner. It'll be Rushi ball. Rushi up three, 19-16, 5.1 left. Rushi firing in the triples. They are winging the trifectas home in this game. We knew they'd have to do it. Here is Rushi inbounding in the corner. Flippo looking, throws it out near midcourt to Cordonier. 3 seconds left. Hands off to Hayden Quinter. Long jumper, 26-footer. No good off the back iron. Great first quarter. Outstanding first period. Superb SCAL basketball here at Rushi, which is up three over Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
It is Rushi possession of the basketball here on scoresbroadcast.com. S-C-O-R-E-S, scores, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Rushi throws it away to start the second eight-minute session, and Botkins has got the ball, forecourt to her right. Rylan Paul is on the floor trying to scrape it away, flips it to Carter Plyman, and a hooking foul called against Rushi. Tell you what, Chuck, the Rushi Raiders really fighting and clawing, extremely tenacious so far in this game.
They are, and if the officials are going to allow you to claw like that, you might as well keep doing it.
Right. Rushi with a three-point lead, opening half minute, second quarter. Raiders trying to spring the upset tonight and draw within a game of Botkins in the Shelby County Athletic League. Here's an inside pass from Carter Plyman to Elijah Stewart. Missed the eight-foot runner, hit the backboard, careened off the rim, and Rushi gets an imaginary timeout. Two or three players were on top of the leather, and one official recognizes somehow, some way that Rushi had clear possession. There was a walk, no doubt about it. Rushi gets the timeout. Three-point lead, Raiders, early on second quarter. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Yep, Riemann drywall in Anna. We'll give your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. We offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, and high customer satisfaction. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wallboard, installs your ceilings with precision, exact precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work done, it's Riemann Drywall in Anna, just a call away, 937-538-0513, 538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Rushi with the ball, up three. Trying to put Botkins behind the five or six. Straight away with the ball, Hayden Quinter. Right wing, Brandon Cordonier jacks up a three, hits the rim short. Long board to Jamison Meyer, to Carter Plyman, who walks it up. Carter sprints down the lane, dumps it low on the left to a teammate. Little hook shot by Stewart is good. 6'5", Elijah Stewart, flipped in a five-footer. Nicely done. Rushi by one. Long three ball. Braylon Cordonier. No. Xavier Flippo. In, out, in, out. Wow. Hung on the rim forever. Loose ball rebound left corner. Botkins has got it. And the Trojans get a timeout to get it out of trouble. Early second quarter, 19-18. Rushi by one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Botkins basketball down to the end of the floor. Jacob Plyman flips it up ahead to Jamison Meyer. He's doubled in backcourt. Here comes the trap. He loops it near side to Jacob, middle of the court to Carter, and Botkins gets it across. Here's Jamison Meyer, starts a drive, foul line, bounce pass to Elijah Stewart, low post left. He's bothered from behind, a lot of contact and a foul. Team fouls, seven total in the game so far. Four on Rushi, ball out of bounds, Botkins to the left of the rim. Carter Plyman into Elijah Stewart, left corner. On top, Jamison Meyer. Meyer on the bounce, being pressured tightly by Zane Chappie. Now Jacob Plyman 30 feet out. Guarding him, Ben Bowman. Wow, Jacob steps back and unloads. Bingo! He's got it. Jacob Plyman buried a 29-footer. Nobody thought he'd shoot it. He said, well, if you're going to dare me, I'll let it fly. Botkins up two, 21-19. Triple try from distance. Braden Monnen, good again. Braden Monnen, wow. Searing hot in this game. How many threes for him, Chuck?
That's his third. And he's a sophomore.
1 point lead, Rushi. This entire Raiders team, very young. Here's a drive from the left flank by Jacob Plyman. He meets resistance 10 feet away. Jarred a little bit. Maybe in the act of shooting. Yep. Rushi by one, 22-21.
Did a good job of getting the ball up. He got hit and threw the ball towards the rim.
Yep, right call. Good play by Jacob. Plyman gets the bounce pass from the referee. 1 point lead, Rushi. 2.5 gone, second quarter. Jacob Plyman nestles in the free one. Game tied up at 22. Second shot coming for Jacob. Four bounces, spins the ball in the palms of his hands. It's on the way. It is strong off the heel. Rebound jerked down by Xavier Flippo of Rushi. 23-22, or I should say 22 all after the miss by Plyman. Here's a drive into the lane, goes Munn and throws right corner to Flippo. High arching three around and out, no good. Rebound Stewart, backcourt to Jacob Plyman. We're tied up at 22. Jacob gets a pick at midcourt from Carter, streaks down the floor, flips it back to Carter on the arc. Flippo on him very tightly. 25 feet away on the right at Stewart. Here's Jamison Meyer, top of the circle, doesn't shoot. Ryland Paul's got it in the right corner. He'll launch. Overshoots it. Weak side rebound. Picked up by Jacob Plyman. Strong on the shot. And Rushi's got it. Jacob had it from point blank range. Couldn't believe he was that wide open. Game tied at 22. Rushi ball. 4:41 to go. Second quarter. Deep in the right corner. It's Braylon Cordonier, nearly double dribbled.
No, he did double dribble. He didn't call it.
Gave it back to Zane Chappie. Back to Braylon. Braylon 25 feet away. Between the rings, Braden Monnen. Ball entered to Bowman in the post. It's loose on the floor. Ball rolling, rolling over the end line. And Bowman's body touches it. Out of bounds. It goes. It's Botkins' possession. Herzog to check in for Botkins. And he will give Ryland Paul a breather. That is a very big Botkins lineup right now on the floor.
Yeah, they got good size.
Carter Plyman, 6'5". Jacob Plyman, 6'6". Herzog on the floor at 6'3". Elijah Stewart out there at 6'5". Holding foul, Rushi backcourt. Rushi getting very close now to putting Botkins into the bonus. With 4:16 to go in the second quarter, and the game tied at 22.
That was the second foul on Monin, who's having a heck of a first half. He got 11.
Unfortunate for Rushi, he's got to sit.
Well, Quinter also has two, so those two young men are sitting.
Here's Jamison Meyer, right side of the floor. Gets a bounce pass, then it's deflected right out of his hands. Good defensive play by Zane Chappie, official on it. Gives it to Botkins correctly. Meyer between the rings, 35 feet away. Right flank, Carter Plyman looks down inside, can't find anybody. Goes straight away to Jacob. Now to Jamison Meyer from the left wing. Swish! A three ball. Swish! Boy, you make that call often when Jamison Meyer shoots it. Swish! Zane Chappie head of the key. Botkins up three, 25-22. Foul line extended left. It is Xavier Flippo. Puts it on the deck, goes into the lane, spins against Carter Plyman. Arching nine-footer off the heel, way up in the air. Carter Plyman jerks down the board. Up ahead to Jacob. Jacob falls, traveled. Tie-up eventually occurs. Arrow says Botkins will keep it. Didn't he go to the deck and slide three or 4 feet?
It was either a travel or a foul. They didn't call a foul. It had to be a travel. He fell to the ground and slid, and yes, that should have been automatic.
3:30 left to go here in the second quarter. Botkins ball up three. He goes to Herzog on the arc. Herzog back to the basket, baseline right. Tied up, flips it cross-court to Carter Plyman. Enters the lane, pulls up. 12-footer, got it. Patented Carter Plyman.
His first basket of the game.
Stopped on a dime below the foul stripe. Sinks it. Botkins opens up a five-point spread. 27-22. 3:06 to go, second quarter. Long three ball, Zane Chappie sailing off to the right. No good. Rebound, Herzog, Botkins. Herzog up the floor. Dashes over the timeline. Weaves it to Jamison Meyer. Now Carter Plyman. Jacob mid-post. Hits a cutter. Stewart down the lane. Hard to the rim. Too hard. Long rebound, Carter Plyman, though, in the corner. Throws it away. Into the hands of Ross Bissinger. He darts down the floor for Rushi. Right in front, lays it up, wide right, no good. Strong board by Bowman. Up, strong foul against Botkins. Rushi crashing the offensive glass and is awarded two free ones here. With 2:35 to go in the second quarter. 5-point lead, Botkins, 27-22. Not mistaken, Chuck, I think Botkins has scored the last eight. Points trailing 22-19.
Yep.
Bowman's foul shot. Lot of rim, lot of rim. It trickles through. 2 minutes, 35 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. Scoreboard had initially rung up the free one for Botkins. Now it's corrected. 27-23. Botkins' lead is 4. Bowman's second shot, much, much too hard. Hits the back of the rim, goes way up in the air, and drops right down through the net like Bowman planned it. 27-24, Botkins up three. 2:25 to go first half. Meyer at midcourt, being pressured hard by Zane Chappie. Jamison steps into the half court and tries a long one. That was a hurried shot, no good. Scraped off the rim, out of bounds in the corner.
Well, I know I'm not very observant, but the person that I just realized we're missing is Wendell.
Yeah, Jaden Wendell is not on the floor.
He hadn't played the whole game. Nope. I don't know, he must be injured or sick.
Ryland Paul got the start. And I tell you what, there is a whole lot of sickness going around. Zane Chappie darts to the foul line, shovels a pass down inside for Bowman. Broken up on the play by Stewart, goes out of bounds. I'm looking down. The Botkins bench is Jaden Wendell dressed. He's under the weather. Yep, he is under the weather. That's the official word. I did not think I even saw him on the bench. Nope. Here is Bowman in the post. Back to the basket for Rushi. Little half hook from 6 feet wide right. Rebound deflected to Ryland Paul. Ryland Paul seeing a lot of action. The 5'10 sophomore, the brother of last year's graduate, Zane Paul. Minute 38 to go, first half. Rushi's scoring pace has slowed down. Just a couple points for Rushi in the last 3 minutes plus. Baseline left, Jacob Plyman motors toward the rim. It goes around and out. No good. Tough break. Rebound down to Rushi. Long three, right wing. Good! In off the bench, Jordan Meyer pops one home, the 6'2 senior. Everybody getting into the act for the Raiders. Tied at 27. Ryland Paul in the right corner caught the awkward pass, then threw it away. Rushi's got it. Bad offensive set by the Trojans. Ross Fischinger outside the arc, hits a cutter, storming into the lane. Back to the basket is Jordan Meyer. Now Meyer flips out on the arc to Zane Chappie. 52 seconds to go, first half. We're tied at 27. Straight away, Hayden Quinter. Back out on top, it goes to Jordan Meyer. Foul line, double team, gives it up. Bowman deep in the right corner. Rushi pitching it on the perimeter, playing for one. Half minute to go in the second. We'll have a 2 minute radio station break at the end of her first half, coming up here very shortly. 23, 22, 21 seconds to go. Staccato clapping here from the Raiders fans. We're down to 15, 14. Late second quarter, tied at 27. Rushi works it around. Jordan Meyer, right wing to a teammate. Here's a baseline drive of Fischinger. He is tied up with two players, down to four to go. Hooks the pass, intercepted. Carter Plyman from 50 feet midcourt. No good. High off the window. Rushi 27. Bodkins 27. As if it were 0-0. That's how we'll start the third quarter in about 10 minutes or so. Heck of a game. We knew it would be. Rushi's got to take a bite out of Bodkins' two-game lead in the SCAL standings. Rushi down two in the loss column, 5-2 overall in the league. Bodkins 7-0. If anyone's going to catch Rushi, it might be, or I should say, if anybody's going to catch Bodkins, it might be the Rushi Raiders to do so. The Raiders have got to win this game here at home tonight. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, does it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Bodkins. Medications are packaged by day and time. Walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5 Monday to Friday. Take-home tests for the coronavirus. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, closed from 1 to 2. Open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Phone 937-596-8100. 596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Halftime at Rushi. We've got a great game in progress. Bodkins 27, Rushi 27. 2 minute radio station break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. It was There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
We thank very much our radio station sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. They are Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, DC Sporting Goods in Sydney, and Best One Tire. Our broadcast partner, WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. 27-27 deadlock, halftime here at Rushi. Trojans and Raiders in a tight one. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck, take it away.
Well, Rushi has made six threes in the first half. That's 18 of their 27 points. On the other side, Botkins has three of those by Jamison Meyer. Rebounding, Botkins has a 14-8 rebounding advantage edge, 5-3 on the offensive board. Trojans have turned it over seven times, Raiders five. Rushi went to the free throw line three times, made them all. Botkins 3-4 from the free throw line. Individual scoring, Botkins led by Jacob Plyman with 12, Jamison Meyer with 9, and then they drop all the way down to Carter Plyman and Jordan Herzog and Elijah Stewart. Each half scored 2. They scored 16 and 11, 27 for the first half. Braden Bonin, 11 points, had a terrific first half. 6 from Braylon Cordonier, 5 from Zane Shappy, 3 from Jordan Meyer, 2 from Ben Bowman. They scored 19 and 8, and it's tied 27-27 at the half.
Once again, no Jaden Wendell for Botkins tonight. Didn't see him on the bench, not dressed, not even here, home ill. Shappy is playing for Rushi, injured hand recently. He's played and performed, it looks like, adequately despite the recent hand injury. Of course, Dylan Topp out with the knee injury, gone for the season for the Botkins Trojans. We've seen Ryland Paul in the place of Wendell and Elijah Stewart and Brandon Herzog on the floor for Botkins in place of Dylan Topp. That's our halftime report brought to you by AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie. Tie game 27-27 at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAG Inc. OH.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward. With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Once again, Jack Kramer, Chuck McVie here at Rushi, 27-27 tie. These two teams technically did not play during the first round dates of Shelby County League action. Rushi took part over the holidays in a Covington tournament, so that first opportunity for these two teams to play was missed. Thus, these two clubs collide fairly late in the season, and Botkins has a two-game lead in the league standings over Rushi. Rushi trying to cut that deficit in the league in half here tonight with a big upset win. Opening action, third quarter of play, game tied at 27. Rushi 27, Botkins 27. And the Trojans have got the ball 25 feet away on the left. It's Ryland Paul who's subbing for Jaden Wendell tonight. Home ill. Ryland Paul, 5'10 sophomore, gives it up on the play to Jacob Plyman, 30 feet out. Now to Carter Plyman near the Raider logo at midcourt. Comes back to Jacob. Bowman stops him. Jacob wanted to drive. Good defensive slide to the right by Ben Bowman of the Raiders. Now Carter Plyman, 30 feet out, straight on. Minute gone, third quarter. No scoring yet. Carter to Jacob, back to the basket in the post. Spin move, seven-footer around two men, up strong, good.
There's not much that you can do about that if you're Rushi, if they just put him on the block and let him go.
Look out, Xavier Flippo counters. Xavier Flippo, a sky scraping three ball. Rushi back up 130-29. Flippo coming back strong, flips it in from distance. Rushi in the lead by a single point. 6.5 left in the third. Jacob Plyman, line drive, triple straight away. Off to the left. Rebound down to Rushi. Raiders up the floor. Chance to go up three or four. Here's Aiden Quinter. Straight away, Braden Monin. Off to the left. No good. That might have set the roof off of this place. Rebound by Botkin, stolen in backcourt. Monin, foul line, Jay. No, in and out. Rebound, Botkin. Wow, Chuck, that shot by Monin.
I don't know how it didn't stay down.
It did everything but go in. It rattled and rattled some more. Rushi got in the steal, missed the shot. Botkin's give and go. Yes. Good work on the inside. Jacob Ryman and Stewart.
Yep.
Elijah Stewart with a nice little crisp bank shot after he made a sharp cut. Good feed by Jacob Plyman. 1 point lead, Botkins. Baseline left, Rushi going to work. Back to the basket, spin move, Monin tried to post up over the taller Stewart, left it short. Rebound down to Botkins. 31-30, Trojans. 5:15 left in the third. Here's Jamison Meyer driving, pulling up, head of the key. Triggers it, no good. Long rebound down to Rushi. Outside the arc on the left, it is Fissinger, has an open lane, drives, laid it up strong. Long rebound, Raiders, three-point try, Braden Monin, shy. Botkins has got the board. One-point lead, Trojans. Jamison dribbles right around a Rushi player who hooked him. 31-30, Botkins, 4:51 to go, third quarter. Ball out of bounds, Trojans, baseline left of the rim. Don't forget, we've got more action for you on Thursday night from the Fort Loramie Gym. The Redskins girls undefeated, number one in the state, against Botkins. Girls action Thursday night. Tip-off 7:30, airtime 7 o'clock. 1 point lead, Trojans, who inbound. Botkins in the half court. They clear out for Carter Plyman. Starts to drive. Goes to work against Braden Monin. And circles back out on top. Enters the lane. Awkward runner from 12 feet. Little hard. Hit the heel. Kicked away. Rebound down to Rushi. And the Raiders in too much of a hurry. Hayden Quinter can't hang on. Rushi fans not happy. Thought there was a foul from the backside. No call.
Well, if they're going to call that, each team would have to have all their subs in.
Yep. I sure didn't see anything there that warranted a foul call.
No, me either.
4:24 left to go here in the third. We're stuck at 31-30 Botkins. We were tied at 27 at the break. These two teams have combined for just 7 points in the first 4 minutes of the second half. Here's Meyer on the arc. Good hook pass down low on the left to Carter Plyman. Extra pass to Jacob for the dunk. Jacob Plyman on a flush. Terrific assist. Great passing, Jamison Meyer to Carter. He made the last feed to Jacob, who slammed it home. 33-30 Botkins. 3:52 to go in the third. Rushi ball, Braden Monin gives it up on the play to Xavier Flippo. Now Braylon Cordonier. Ball being flipped around the circle. Straight away, Quinter. Quinter picked up by Carter Plyman. Quinter wants to drive. Puts it on the deck. Bounces. Retreats. Throws it down the right side to teammate Braden Monin. And Rushi's offense has stalled out a little bit here. Pretty good D by Botkins. And timeout called by the Raiders. 3:27 to go in the third. Botkins up 3, 33-30 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Yep, here we go. Final 3:27, third quarter. Botkins ahead of Rushi by 3, 33-30. Raiders offense last trip down was thwarted by Botkins' team. Head coach Dave Borcher's got a good timeout. Let's see what results. Rushi with a baseline drive. On the right, it's Braden Monin, who's had an exceptionally good game here tonight. Hand off to Braylon Cordonier. Back to Braden Monin. Braylon and Braden play pitch and catch. Ball rotated around the top of the circle to Aiden Quinter. High right to Monin. They continue to look down inside for Quinter posting up. No chance, though. Here's Braden Munn. Here's Braylon Cordonier. Enters the lane. Oh, great pass to Flippo. Great pass to Flippo. Blocked! Blocked! Oh, what a slam. On the way up went Carter Plyman to take that ball in his paw. Ripped it down. Great rotation by Rushi, but a better defensive play by Carter Plyman.
Yeah, almost more of a steal than a block.
Beautifully done. 33-30, Botkins with control on offense right now. Botkins defensively has really settled down and has put the clamps on Rushi in this half. Here's Jacob Plyman back to the basket. Handoff on the play to Stewart, driving down the lane. Laid it up strong, no good. Rebound Jacob Plyman, in, out, no good. Jacob again, block, might have been a foul, no call. Rebound Rushi. Baseline drive, Quinter. Quinter low on the left, overshoots from 6 feet. Rebound Raiders, foul. Flippo is clobbered. Botkins not happy with the foul down to her left. Jacob Plyman was mugged. There was no call. And now down here to the right, Rushi goes to the stripe with two. It has been physical here in the second half. Not a lot of points produced.
No, but I'll tell you, if they make the first shot, they didn't have to worry about it. He had a layup. He just rolled it off the rim.
Yep. In fact, Botkin's got two real short ones. One by Stewart, one by Jacob. Neither one went in. And then on the third try, there clearly was a foul. No call. Two shots for Rushi. First free throw good. Second one no good. Offensive rebound Raiders no good. Almost got it back and scored. Botkins yanks it off the glass. 2-point lead Botkins. Minute 49 to go in the third. Carter Plyman, great drive. Layup, in and out, stick back. Yes! Yes! Carter Plyman puts it through. Big turn of events right there.
Wow, I'll tell you what, I don't know how everything but the basket for Carter that time, but his brother picked him up.
4-point lead, Botkins, a minute 44 to go, third quarter. Jacob Plyman, 3-point play chance, shoots it, hits it. Botkins inches out to a 5-point cushion, 36-31, a minute 39 to go, third quarter of play. Fissinger to Shappy, far left side, Quinter. Now Flippo at the elbow, cross-court pass to Cordonier, who chucks a three, bangs off the iron, no good. Rebound Carter Plyman. Outlet to Jacob, right corner Herzog. Herzog spin move, back to Jacob. Jacob in the short corner to Herzog for three. No good, strong off the flange. Weak side rebound, Flippo. Here comes Rushi. 70 seconds to go, third quarter. Rushi down five. Into the lane goes Zane Shappy. Back out high to Quinter. Left side pass to Braden Monin. Deep left corner. Raiders pitch it around. Ball on the arc. Flippo passes up a three. Goes foul line. To Cordonier. Back to Flippo. Flippo spin move. Head of the key. It's a driver who pulls up from 15, doesn't shoot. Now Quinter posting up on Carter Plyman. Quinter maneuvering, and he is held. Clearly a foul on Carter, no shot. 37.7 to go, third quarter. 36-31 in favor of Botkins. It has been a tough third quarter scoring for Rushi, Chuck.
It's both teams are really kind of struggling a little bit offensively, but let's give it to the defense.
4 points for the Raiders. That's it in period number three. Down to a half minute to go. 5-point lead Botkins. Deep right corner. It is Cordonier. Outside the arc of the left is Shappy. He launches. He's got it. Zane Shappy from downtown. 14 seconds to go, third quarter. Botkins lead trimmed to two. Carter Plyman goes hard down the right side of the lane. Shoots it strong, no good. Follow up by Stewart. Good! Elijah Stewart hits it with 3 seconds left. Long heave by Rushi. No, off to the right. Big offensive rebound goal by Elijah Stewart to close out the third quarter. It's rough and tumble here at Rushi right now. 4-point lead, Botkins entering the fourth. On scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
A new address for the Jewelry Barn, 575 East Main in Rushi. 575 East Main. New address for the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, the gem of Rushi.
Did I see it as I was driving into town on the right-hand side? I think I did see it there.
I'm sure you did.
All right.
It used to be on the right, but further out.
Yep.
Now it's in closer to town, the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. We're going to reproduce that commercial this week with a non-Jack Kramer voice. You'll hear Tess Koppelman deliver that spot when we're on the air next weekend. Well, it's Bodkin's possession opening up the fourth quarter. Sloppy ball handling out high between Jamison Meyer and Ryland Paul. The ball goes out of bounds, and Rushi gets it back. Opening 10 seconds, fourth quarter of play. Bodkin's in the lead before, 38-34. Bodkin's has owned a five-point lead in this game. Rushi's been up by as many as three. It's been nip and tuck. Ball thrown to the post for Rushi. Here's a spin move. Up and under goes Braylon Cardon. You're well done to attract the two-shot foul. I like that strategy coming out of the quarter break. Rushi's been pretty much perimeter-oriented at the offensive end. And this young ninth grader, Braylon Cordonier, can really go to work down inside. He's shifty, Chuck.
Yeah, he's just gotten so much better from that first game we saw against Anna to now.
Free throw, front rim, backboard, and in. Boy, this young man's going to be a star.
Well, then it's what you expect. I mean, you see a freshman, as the more confidence he gets, the more playing time he gets, the better he's going to be.
Second shot, Cordonier, yes, sir. He scored 17 against New Bremen Saturday. He's got two free throws here, and it's a two-point game, 38-36.
And he got a break because he looks more like his mom than his dad.
Midcourt, Carter Plyman for Bodkin's, only up two now. Mid-post, back to the basket, Jacob Plyman. Outside the arc to Jamison Meyer. He lets it fly. You can count it. Jamison Meyer, a long triple. 41-36, Bodkin's by five. Outside the arc on the right, Hayden Quinter. Goes cross-court to Zane Chappie, darts into the lane. Feeds it back to Braden Monin. Near side Chappie, foul line, leaner, 12-footer, off to the right. Rebound, Carter Plyman. Bodkin's now a chance to extend it to 7 or 8. Mighty big possession here. 6:48 to go, fourth quarter. Jamison Meyer on the weave. Straight away, Elijah Stewart. Peers down inside, no one home. Goes to Ryland Paul, right flank. On top, Carter Plyman. Carter straight away. Still dribbles. Now retreats toward the Raiders logo. Goes into the left corner. Now short post. All the way to the rack. Banked it down. Nobody slid over. Poor rotation by Rushi.
They were worried so much about Jamison Meyer that they did not rotate from the other side, which is smart of them because Meyer's going to drill you.
Carter Plyman got the field goal. Heads up maneuver by him. He just kept on dribbling, went around two Raiders, and Jamison Meyer had a couple men on him out of the arc. Big bucket by Carter Plyman to extend the lead to 7. Here's a loose ball in the Rushi half court, and it's scraped away, dug off the hardwood by Jamison Meyer. Outlet down the floor to Jacob Plyman. He goes barreling in for two more, and a foul on Rushi. Raiders in some trouble now. Down 9, 5:51 to go here in the fourth quarter of this game. Bodkin's is strutting its stuff now. Bodkin's strong on the glass, using its height. Defense for Bodkin's has slowed Rushi down here in the last two quarters. 9-point lead Bodkin's early on in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
So, you know, we are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come to us from towns all around. We're Miner's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu, and you can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Terrific strip loin steak dinners, just $14.50. Breakfast starts at 6 a.m. The omelets are fantastic. Proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. It's Myers Tavern in Botkins, 303 North Main, 693-8271, 693-8271. We bet you won't find better. Well, Rushi counters down the floor. A missed jump shot for Braylon Cordonier. Stick back, good by Flippo. That was after Jacob Plyman failed to convert on the three-point play chance. And it's 45-38. The lead for Botkins is 7. 5:18 to go in the fourth quarter. Herzog in the left corner stumbles. A little out of sorts as Botkins, which gets a timeout from head coach Phil Groves. 5:14 to go. We'll take a break. Botkins in the lead by 7 points on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Well, upon further review, Chuck, not only is Jaden Wendell not on the bench for Botkins tonight, we don't think Jack Dietz is either. Must be some illness circulating. It is all over the place. That's for sure. Bryant Billing and I have both been attacked. It's a nose to throat sinus infection. Boy, it won't give in.
Well, I got the nose part. I'm hoping it doesn't go to the throat. Got an itchy, burning nose, and I've been sneezing for a day and a half.
5 minutes and 14 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter at Rushi. Botkins has inched out to a 7-point spread, 45-38. It was 9. Botkins ball, left corner, Meyer. Team foul situation, 3 each way. Nobody in the bonus yet. Good hedge out high by Flippo of Rushi against Carter Plyman out of Herzog between the circles. Carter Plyman's got it 40 feet out. Botkins is stretching the floor a little bit here. Carter on the bounce, fumbled it, got it back. Push-off foul against Braden Monon of Rushi. And that's, what, number 3 on him?
Yeah, he just bailed him out there. I'm not sure what his attempt was trying to do there. All of a sudden, he fell to the ground and tackled him.
Because Carter had momentarily
lost.
Yeah, he fumbled away the ball a little bit. No need for the contact. Botkins throws in Carter Plyman in backcourt. Up and over the timeline against Braden Monon. Ball thrown to Stewart, into Jacob on the post, now back to Stewart. Right wing, Herzog wants a drive, he's doubled. Good feed to Stewart in the post. Off balance, fadeaway from 8, too hard. Rebound, Rushi. Raiders need a goal here, perhaps a 3. Straight away, Flippo. Near side, it goes to Shappy. Enters the lane, hands off to Bowman. Bowman banks it up over Carter Plyman. A little heavy. Rebound down to Botkins. Wrapped up in backcourt is Jacob Plyman. Each team missed a shot in close at each end. Lead remains 7 for Botkins with 4:11 to go here in the fourth quarter. 45-38 Trojans. Again, Bodkin's up two in the league standings. These two teams meeting late in the season twice. And Bodkin's is done with Jackson Center. Bodkin's is also done with Anna. Does have a date next Tuesday with Fort Loramie. Rest of the league running out of opportunities for Bodkin's to drop a game, and Rushi's got to get it done tonight.
Well, if they don't, that's a three-game lead. There's nobody going to catch them.
Exactly. Got a foul on Rushi, team six. Next one's the 1-1. Bodkin's ball, far side of the court, 3:56 to go, fourth quarter. Bodkin's ahead by seven. Here's Carter Plyman between the circles, down the right side to Jordan Herzog. Herzog deep in the right corner, dribbling, flings it straight away to Carter. Carter would like to filter his way down the lane. He's a good driver. There he goes. He's around one man, another, to the rack, up and in, off the glass. Good shot. Carter Plyman banked that one in off the window. Beautifully done. Found the opening, took advantage. Lead 12-9. Bowman low on the left, maneuvering back to the goal. Push off against Stewart of Bodkin's.
When they run that play on the side that Myers on, they can't help, because if they go help, Chappie cannot leave him, and that's why they got the basket that time.
Yep.
Just keep running to that side, and if they go help, set Meyer out there, let him spot up, and I'll take my chances on him shooting threes all night long.
Very cleverly structured at the Bodkin's offensive end. 47-38, Bodkin's up 9, 3:21 to go in the fourth quarter. Team fouls, four on Bodkin's. Stewart sits down for the Trojans. Rushi inbounds, low on the left, it's Quinter, and he is gobbled up and fouled by two players. Good lean in by the Raiders' Quinter, who drew the two-shot foul. He's got to make these in order for Rushi to have a chance. Well, nine-point spread, that's only 3 3-pointers.
Right. But he had a terrific game Saturday. If he's looking for his first point tonight.
Quinter aims and scores. Free throw, Quinter, good. 3:18 left. Fourth quarter, 47-39 in favor of Bodkin's. 47-40 in favor of Bodkin's. Both of them dead center. And here's a near foul in backcourt, not observed by the official. Herzog threw an elbow. Rushi player went down, clearly inadvertent. We play on. On the arc, it's Ryland Paul for Bodkin's, which nurses a 7-point lead. Hand off to Jamison Meyer. Meyer's doubled. Look out. And here comes the tie-up. No! Bodkin's is given a timeout. Bodkin's is given a timeout. Wow. Jamison Meyer was facing away from us. He must have been able to alert the official somehow, some way. We couldn't see it.
Well, they called it from the sideline. The coach called it, and I go back. It used to be a player had to call the timeout. Coaches, and I used it. Boy, you use it to your advantage. I mean, you yell timeout, and the natural thing for an official to do, whether you got the ball or not, is to blow the whistle and give you the timeout, and that's just what happened right there. That should have been a held ball.
But, Chuck, if it's a scrum and it's a 50-50 ball, and one Rushi player's got 2 minutes on it, one Bodkin's player's got 2 minutes on it, I don't care who on the bench calls the timeout for Bodkin's, they cannot be awarded a timeout.
Well, if they blow the whistle and call the timeout, and it's always the person closest to the bench, not the one that's out looking at the at where the ball is. So,
got to be a way to clean that up from a rule standpoint.
Yes, yeah. Give it back and say the timeout's got to be called on the court.
There you go. Well, we got that resolved, and we got the rule changed, don't we?
Yeah, I'm looking around. Do I see Stan Evans in plays? I don't. That was the rule forever, and I don't know how many years. Many years ago, they changed it.
Well, the end result is it's still Bodkin's possession, and the Rushi bench went ballistic, and rightfully so. 2 minutes and 58 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Bodkin's up seven with the ball. Carter Plyman in backcourt. He fumbles at the timeline. Retreats to get it. Does. Hits Herzog driving in from the right corner. And he belted to the floor. He'll get two shots. About all Rushi can do now, Chuck, is turn it into a
foul-frenzied finish.
Well, they're coming close to getting some turnovers. Yep. Bodkins has to be more strong with the basketball.
Yep,
and if they would look inside, there's got to be somebody open. There was three people on the ball that time.
Yeah, good point. Bodkins has muffed a little ball handling out near the timeline.
Yeah, it's a little scared. The ball handling has been a little suspect this evening.
At the line, Herzog. He was smacked in the act of shooting. He missed them both. Rebound, Rushi. Down seven. Plenty of time still. 2:45 to go, fourth quarter. 25 feet away, Braden Monin on top. Quinter. Lateraled into the right corner to Chappie. He starts a drive. Checked aggressively. Fouled. Team foul, six and Bodkins. Ball out of bounds to the Raiders. 2:35 to go. Bodkins clings to the seven-point edge. It's been as much as nine. Ball inbound to deep right corner, Chappie. Chappie ball high overhead. Dropped it off to Flippo. Behind the arc, Quinter faked the shot. Gave it behind him to Flippo. Screen for him. Didn't shoot. Head of the key, Chappie. Quinter, foul line. Forces up a tough 15-footer and knocks it down. What a shot by Quinter. Well guarded. Muscled that one in from the foul stripe. It's a five-point game. 2:07 to go. Down the floor, Jacob Plyman clearly traveling. Yes, that's the call. Thought maybe he was going to be bailed out with a foul against Rushi, but he clearly bobbled it and took steps first. Good pressure by the Raiders caused it. We got a five-point game with over two to play yet. It's a toss-up. Anybody's contest.
Yeah, this is a good timeout right here.
Uh-huh. Timeout Raiders. Rushi possession when we return. 2 minutes to play. 5-point lead, Bodkins. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, now in Greenville, too, at 418 South Broadway. Call Darren Yinks to see him at this new Greenville location. Phone him at 330-524-3984. Darren Yinks, 330-524-3984 at the Greenville Pro Hardware location. Now, at your local Pro Hardware stores, you can get big savings on DeWalt power tools, plus save a bunch on solid wood cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. And your Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center and Greenville can get you beautiful white shaker cabinets in 3 days. Like them on Facebook, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. New store, 418 South Broadway in Greenville. Special prices and professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about his stores on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi ball, Raiders down 5, minute 50 to go. 3-point try, Braden Monin. Braden Monin, oh my goodness, he nails it. 30-footer after the timeout. A great screen for Monin. He popped it in from long, long range. Bodkins' lead is only 2, 47-45. Low on the right, Stewart. Stewart handcuffed, fouled by Rushi. 1-1, Stewart. I tell you what, Chuck, if you're Rushi, that might be the man to foul inserted into the starting lineup here recently for Dylan Topp, who's out hurt.
Well, Herzog just went 0-for-2 from the free throw line, so let's give somebody else a shot.
That was the first made bucket by Monin from distance since early on. He started the game on fire.
Yeah, he had 8 in the first quarter, and now he has 14.
What a shot by Monin. He got a good screen. He was shielded from the defender, had plenty of clearance, uncorked a long one, sinks the trifecta. Now pressure is on Bodkins at the free throw line. 2-point lead, Bodkins, a minute 39 to go, and Elijah Stewart calmly sinks it. 48-45, Bodkins by 3.
Well, Bodkins needs to continue to try to score. They've really kind of tried to pull it out. The pressure's getting to them.
Next shot by Stewart. 4 bounces of the basketball.
Hard.
It is no good. Much too strong. Long rebound. Lost by Rushi. Bodkins gets it back, though. 90 seconds to go in the game. Bodkins up 3. Carter Plyman, head of the key. Very bad pass for Jacob. Might have been tipped. Intercepted by Rushi. Raiders can tie it with a triple. Zane Chappie. Straight away it goes on the play to Ross Fissinger. Right wing, Braylon Gourdonier into the post. Now in the arc, triple, Flippo in the air. Little wide, loose ball, rebound, right corner, out of bounds to Butkins. That was for the tie. It missed.
Don't mind the shot. He's a pretty good shooter.
Yep. Flippo had plenty of room, a lot of space to let that one go. He just was a little offline with it. And with a minute 7 to go, Bodkins will bring it down up at 3, 48-45. Here's Carter Plyman in a little trouble. Goes to midcourt to Jacob. He puts it on the deck against Flippo. Might have pushed off, fed it to Carter, streaking down the lane, all the way to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. Give and go out high, 25 feet away. Jacob bounces to Carter. Rushi was pressuring the ball. A few white shirts out near the timeline. Carter exploded on the drive all the way to the cup for the basket. Foul on Rushi. The lead back to 5. 3-point play chance, Carter Plyman. And he lays it up on the front rim, and it rolls in. 6-point game. Here is Flippo on the arc of the 3-point shooter, Braden Monin. Good again! Good again! Braden Monin connects from downtown. 3-point game again.
Woo. Well, I'll tell you what, he had a hand in his face. There's 40 seconds to go in the game, and that sophomore just buried another three. He's got 5 for the game now.
It is a sparkling game here at Rushi tonight. Wow, hope you're enjoying it on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Scoreboard clock just under a minute. It's counting down. It'll
45, 46 seconds.
Is that what it was?
Yep.
51-48 the score. 3-point lead for Bodkins. Bodkins ball. Bodkins, by the way, is in the double bonus on the next foul. Bodkins has committed 6, so Rushi is in the 1-1 if the Raiders were to go to the strike. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered. Go Goffney. High-quality furniture priced right. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw and Mercer County. Fort Loramie and Indian Lake as well. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank and Secure Comm in Minster online at securcom.com. The pros in protection. Ball inbounded by Bodkins. Up 3. In backcourt, Carter Plyman loops it ahead to Herzog. Herzog's arm is slapped. He's fouled. That was one of those semi-unintentional but really intentional fouls. Double bonus Herzog for Bodkins, which leads by 3, 51-48, 39.3 to go here in the fourth quarter. Herzog missed 2. When Bodkins led by 9 earlier in this quarter, he switches this one. Bodkins by 4, 52-48. Second free throw upcoming for Herzog for the Trojans. Jordan, a 6'3 soft, lets it fly, front rim, in. Got them both. Couple big shots for Jordan Herzog. I may have mistakenly called him Brandon earlier in the game. My apology. Maybe my memory's faulty, but Rushi's got the ball. Down 5. Side court pass for the Raiders is busted up by Carter Plyman out of bounds. 27.1 to go.
Carter Plyman got away with a shove off to go try to get that, and he smacked Monin right in the face.
Yep,
and
sure.
The official didn't see it.
Clearly was a push-off. Been a very physical game. Referee simply can't call it all. Ball inbounded right corner, Zane Chappie. Chappie guarded by Meyer. Chappie throws it to midcourt, and the ball whistles past Braden Monin and goes out of bounds. And now Rushi is in some hot water. Raiders have got a foul again. Hope Bodkins misses. Bodkins up 5, 53-48, 22 seconds to go. We'll have a two-minute radio station break at the culmination of the fourth quarter unless we go to OT. Here's Carter Plyman, 35 feet away, ball high overhead, double-teamed, hacked on the play by Xavier Flippo. 15.4 left. Carter Plyman, good foul shooter, goes to the stripe. Trojans shooting about 64-65% as a team at the free throw line, 38% behind the arc. A couple here for Carter Plyman, 15.4 to go. And he scores at the stripe to make it 54-48. Botkins, 15.4 remaining. Second of two free throws. Airborne on the way. Yes. 7-point lead, Botkins. Rushi in backcourt at Zane Chaffee. Oh, he kicked the ball, rolls up ahead. He tracks it down, throws it right corner to a teammate who guns a three. Wide left to Flippo. Weak side rebound, Rushi, no good. Herzog's got it. That'll do it. Botkin survives here at Rushi. Trojans 55, Raiders 48. Really good defense by Botkin second half, holding Rushi to 21. In fact, over the first 11 minutes or so of the second half of this game, Botkin's defense really took control, enabling Botkins to push out to a 9-point advantage at one point. Good rally by the Rushi Raiders. It comes up short, however. Botkins defeats Rushi tonight by 7. Final tally, 55-48. We'll review standings in the Shelby County Athletic League in just a moment when we come back, give you our upcoming broadcast schedule. Rushi Raiders now on the season, 8-5, 5-3 in the Shelby County Athletic League. And the Botkins Trojans, by virtue of this win here tonight, advanced to 14-1 on the year, 8-0 in league play. And now Botkins owns a 3-game lead in the loss column in the SCAL standings. And Botkins remaining in the league has got Fort Loramie on January 25th, Houston on January 28th, Fairlawn on February 4th, and Rushi on February 11th. Botkins would have to lose three of those in order for someone to tie the Trojans atop the standings. 2-minute break time. Radio station break. 7-point victory. Botkins, hard-fought battle, close game, entertaining, very exciting tonight here at the Rushi Gym. Botkins 55, Rushi 48 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
We'd like to thank very much our radio station sponsors with us via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, and Best One Tire. Bodkins prevails. It was hard earned. These are scraps not new to Bodkins. Everybody giving the Trojans their very best shot.
Absolutely.
Chuck, game in, game out, whether it's Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, or even Sunday. We've had a couple Bodkins Sunday games.
Yeah.
During which Bodkins has been put to the test.
That's because they have really beefed up their non-league schedule, and those two Sunday games were tough games.
And I tell you what, Chuck, I will say this. One question mark we might have had early on this season was, well, what kind of a bench is Bodkins going to be able to spring at people if there's an injury, foul trouble? Tell you what, Bodkins is flashing some bodies out on the floor that are doing a fine job, and tonight without Dietz, without Wendell, neither one dressed. Ill is the word we get, but boy, Elijah Stewart, Jordan Herzog, they can play ball and they add to Bodkins' already big unit.
And Rylan Paul, I mean, he shot a couple of threes that didn't draw iron, but that's a kid who has not played much varsity basketball this year. He's gonna get better, no doubt about it.
Yeah, he's got basketball instincts. Just think of the Paul bloodlines. Let's take a look at the scoring. Wow, what a game here tonight. Won by Bodkins by 7 over Rushi.
Well, Bodkins out-rebounded them 30-20, 10-7 on the offensive boards. Individual scoring for the Trojans. They were led by Jacob Plyman with 21. They got 12 from Jamison Meyer on 4 threes. Carter Plyman had 11, 7 from Elijah Stewart, and 4 from Jordan Herzog, including 2 pretty good pressure free throws down the stretch. On the other side, Rushi, 17 points from Braden Meyer. Boy, he was outstanding. Then they drop all the way down to 8 for Braylon Cordonier and 8 for Zane Chappie by players of the game for the Raiders, Braden Monin. And on the other side, we're going to go with the Plyman brothers, Carter and Jacob. I can't give it to one or the other. It'll go home and fight.
Right. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877 KNOXCNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
One big shout-out tonight from the Jamison Meyer family of Bodkins to Aunt Lisa in Sydney, Susie Kramer in Napoleon, and Cousin Dan in Fostoria.
Well, I'm not sure why she couldn't have gotten from Sydney to here to see the game. So.
I like the fact that a lot of folks in Sydney, in the heart of Shelby County, have joined us.
Well, people even in Sydney, everybody in the area. I live in Piqua, and I get questions all the time about how good the Shelby County League is. And every year I tell them it's the best Division IV league in the state of Ohio.
Yep, for sure in Shelby County.
One of the top three.
This game played out, Chuck, pretty much like we highlighted it in the pregame when we said, that Bodkins will try to use its beef on the inside, its will against Rushi, if you will. Rushi's got to stay close with real good shooting, especially behind the arc, and they did.
They did. They shot it well. Tell you what, they played really good defense. They pressured the ball. I saw just a little bit of a weakness in some of the Bodkins handling the basketball in the fourth quarter, especially out by the mid-court line.
Well,
but they had Wendell gone. They had Dietz gone. They got Top out. My goodness, they're learning again on the fly, but they're going to get it figured out for sure.
All of these teams still
winning.
Yes. All of these teams still improving and evolving as we move toward the end of the regular season at stretch run time. You got to put your best foot forward and perform as well as you can on the floor, and hopefully that carries right on over into postseason tournament action. Bodkins, a thrilling 7-point win tonight over Rushi. Stephen, Ted's, and Anna, your local friendly HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems and offer complete plumbing and electrical services. Steve Hooker, Ted Burning started Stephen, Ted's in 2002, quickly building a great reputation for quality products and affordable prices. We'll make your budget deliver energy and cost savings for years to come at Steve and Ted's. Flexible finance options available at Steve and Ted's, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645, 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, and proud to offer only the finest heating and cooling products. Chuck, a lot of fun. Next broadcast coming up on Thursday night, Fort Laramie Gym. Unbeaten Redskins girls in action against a very good Bodkins girls team. Then on Friday night, Fort Laramie boys at Anna. Fort Laramie boys playing some very good basketball. Coming off a stretch of 9 games in 21 days. Now getting contributions from all over the court. Fort Laramie against Anna on Friday night. Anna trying to find that balance between how much McCain-Finkenbein do we need to have and how much does he need to blend with other players on the floor. That's tricky.
Yeah, it is tricky. And we're going to call this the consolation game from the Martin Luther King tournament.
Okay. And then on Saturday afternoon, on the air at 1, Lima Bath at the Fort Laramie Girls. Saturday night, Bodkins Boys entertain New Bremen at the Bodkins Gym. Oh, my. Is that ever going to be a dandy?
That should be a good one.
So many thanks to our radio station audience tonight via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. Our online audience via scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to Derek back at the station. Our board operator, thanks so much to Bryant Billing for pinch hitting here on scoresbroadcast.com as we try to mend and get well. We've had the illness too, and it's taken our voice at times here in the last couple weeks. For Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color, On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer, there it goes. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Rushi, where Bodkins has edged the Rushi Raiders in a good high school basketball game, 55-48.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.